Good afternoon, everybody. Can I open the meeting by acknowledging the traditional custodians of this land on which we meet and pay our respects to elders both past and present. My name's Michael Manty. I'm the chairperson of today's local planning panel meeting. The other panel members for today's meeting are on my immediate right, Grant Christmas, on my far left, Debbie Dewberry, and on my immediate left, Mary Lynn Taylor. Before I call the first item, I'd just like to explain a little bit about our role and the meeting procedures. Our role is to determine the applications on today's agenda by either approval, refusal, or in exceptional circumstances, deferral. We'll take into account the information lodged with the application by the applicant. We've been provided with copies of the written submissions lodged with the council. We'll also take into account the representations that we hear at today's meeting. For the record, the panel has inspected the sites of each of the applications on today's agenda. The meeting will be in two parts. The first part, which is this part where it is open to the public, where we hear submissions, we'll then, at the close of submissions, we'll close the public part of this meeting and adjourn in private to consider our minutes and make our determination. The record of our determination will be made available on the council's website within 24 hours. And this meeting is being audio recorded, and a copy of the audio file will also be available on the council's website within 48 hours. In terms of meeting rules, I will ask those who have listed to speak against the proposal or item one on today's agenda. I'll call each of you up to speak first, and then the representative for the applicant will be given an opportunity to speak to the panel. Each speaker will be given 4 minutes, which can be extended at the discretion of the chair. Can I encourage you to be concise in your representations to us? If a previous speaker has made a statement that you agree with, it's not necessary for you to repeat that statement. You can simply say to us that you agree with what the previous speaker said. But by all means, we're interested in hearing from everybody who's listed to speak today in relation to the items on the agenda. Before I call the first item, I need to invite any panel member who has a conflict of interest to declare that interest and advise the panel about actions that need to be taken.
No conflict of interest.
Thank you, and I don't have a conflict of interest. Can I also remind those of you who are speaking to us today that there are political donation disclosure obligations, and that any person addressing the panel must declare any contribution or donation exceeding $1,000 made to any political party or candidate who contested the last election. You must make that declaration before you go on to make your representation to us. There's two items on today's agenda. The first item is an application for modification of approved centre-based childcare facility at 18 and 20 Broughton Street, Camden. The council officer's recommendation is for approval, subject to conditions. I have five people listed to speak against the proposal and one representative of the applicant for the proposal. If I can ask Mr. Cowell to come up to the microphone, please.
Yes, Charles Cowell, I'm 9 Park Street, Camden. Our property backs onto the proposed site. I think I haven't started yet. Yeah, I'm ready now. And council states there are childcare sites of similar size within the LGA operating efficiently. The similar sites have an entrance on one side of the site, parking room to manoeuvre in the centre, and then exit on the other side. This proposal has in and out lanes together on the same site. When manoeuvring to park, crossing the out lane, then reversing across the in lane to park. None of the others have that. Then to reverse, yeah, and this also when they're leaving, they have to cross the incoming site lane. This will have a large impact on the time spent entering and dropping off the children and exiting. I have a large example here to show later. Off-street parking regulations, it is illegal to wait in a manoeuvring area from Australian parking facilities, off-street parking, 3.4, queuing areas. No parking space manoeuvres shall be allowed to take place within a queuing area. There's no queuing area in this site, so it all has to happen within the parking area. Council consent clause. Childcare parking facilities are the busiest in the AM peak period. However, it is noted that during the day they are typically underutilised for substantial periods. Car parks that are only used for short periods of time is an inefficient, uneconomical and unreasonable use of land. That's the council statement. The traffic report estimates there will be a parking space every 1.5 to 2 minutes during that time. Officers comment. The dedicated turning bay will be provided at the south end of the car park to allow parents to enter the site, find there are no parking spaces are available, to turn around and exit. There is no space in that part turning area to be able to go back into it and then come back out of it. I've got a diagram here showing especially that point. Council modifications of conditions. 20. Line marking. The car parking spaces 17 to 21 inclusive must be line marked to clearly signify that they are available to staff use only. And then the report anticipates 38 trips in the 1 hour busy time in the morning. This will need a turnover every 1.57 minutes. The proposal is a very optimistic in time available to find an empty bay, park, deliver the children and return and leave. From observing a number of sites, two and a half to 15 minutes is the time required to enter with the children and leave. There could be a problem needing to be discussed with the people in there for your child, and this could be a number of times that in that time. Then in the council report, it's talking about the reconfiguration of the rear and the side outdoor space account for the above mentioned reduction in the building footprint. Removal of one off-street car parking space is in that. In addition, part of the front veranda of the outdoor space I've only just a little bit to go now. The area accidentally excluded from the outdoor space calculations by the applicant during the assessing period. Are older children or not infants to use this front area now? It was to be for infants. Now they're talking about older children. And I suggested bollards for the pedestrian safety when reversing to the towards the building. Wheel stops are not sufficient. I'll just leave it at that, and I'll just show you. This is the... that's the right way up. You've got to come around here, back in there, then go out. You're crossing the lane. Same. And then at the end here,
We've been given a copy of written submission that's got some...
Yeah, that's right. Well, yep. I don't know whether they show this one, because I did put that in the council, and I haven't seen any information.
Oh, we'll have a look at that.
I'll let you. Yep. I'd like you to take all those. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Any questions from the panel members of Mr. Cowell? No? Okay. Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Cowell. Robert Wheeler? Thank you, Mr. Wheeler.
Thanks for the opportunity to talk. I'm a retired town planner, and the last 20 years of my planning was with Camden Council, so I have a bit of a relationship with the council. This development does not tick any of the boxes that I would have considered. As Charles said, the parking is a major issue. The other issue he didn't mention was the fact that it's very close to the roundabout, so access in and out of the same exit entry is a major safety problem that I would envisage. So to endanger people going in and out of the site, when you look at the site, all the on-street car parking is taken up, which further increases safety issues with people driving into the site and pedestrians. They affect the pedestrians as people, all these cars driving in and off the street. Past a parked car into the site is a safety issue. The other issue that's mentioned in the council report is the noise. Seems to be sort of not really considered to some degree, saying, oh, it is noisy, but we're going to increase the height of the fence. I mean, that's just really not practical, I think. You know, I think it says 2.5, 4 metres high. And that the operator needs to make sure all the windows are closed. Now, how that's going to be enforced will be interesting. So noise is a major issue. So what I'm really saying is the site is not appropriate for its proposed use. When you look at the sites that do work well, that Charles did sort of was mentioning, the one I pass daily is in MacArthur Road next to Mawarra Public School. A separate entrance in, separate entrance out, backs onto the school, noise would not be a problem. Now, there is a lovely site that someone could use in Camden, and that's the old high school site. Perfect, flat, level site, good access, noise would not be a problem. So my conclude that I think that all the issues for this site make it totally inappropriate for its proposed use. Thank you.
Just before you go, Mr. Wheeler, questions from the panel?
No, thank you.
No. I've got a question. You mentioned the car parking and that you say that there's an inadequate number of spaces on the site. Is that how?
No, it's just as Charles was saying, I agree with everything that he said, and his plans are excellent, that it is just not working. If you look at a well-designed childcare centre, as the one next to Mawarra School, you find that there is tons of room. You drive in one entrance and you drive out an entrance, so you're not reversing back and having that conflict. So that's a safe...
It's the manoeuvrability there.
Manoeuvrability, yep. That's the good word, yep.
Okay, then. In terms of the noise impact, you're aware that this is a modification to an already approved childcare centre.
Yes.
And that the modification is to add an additional 6 childcare spaces. So the panel is only able to assess the impact of that additional 6 spaces.
Children.
Yeah, that's the additional 6 children. And we're told by the council officers in their report that the noise attenuation fence that's already approved is sufficient to accommodate those additional 6 spaces. So as I understand, there's no increase in the height of the...
I thought I read that in the report, that it was going to go 2.4 metres high. And the fact also I read that to make sure the windows are closed all the time, which is most unusual.
My point is that are you aware that we're really only considering that additional six spaces? Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I speak on behalf of Camden Residents Action Group, which has lodged three submissions on this DA. The LPP deletion of the play area in the front setback to Broughton Street, which reduced the number of allowable childcare places, was a determination that was welcomed by the community as being in the interests of child safety and conservation of of Camden's heritage value. The front veranda was not included in the outdoor space calculations in the assessment of the DA by council or by the LPP. This modification application, which represents the fifth change in the proposed number of places, seeks to include the front veranda as outdoor space and increase the number of places by six. To do this, it adjusts the plans for outdoor and indoor spaces and off-street car parking to meet the minimum requirements for each. We submit that the front veranda should not be included in outdoor space for the following reasons. Children would be visible from the street, particularly as the veranda is raised off the ground. It is segregated from the back outdoor play area. There is no continuous freedom of movement to the outdoors, as would be expected from an undercover area counted as outdoor space. Being segregated and exposed, it does not promote consistency with the best practice for child educational welfare under the national standard. Play equipment on the veranda, which is an important element of the design of the building, would lessen its contribution to the streetscape and heritage conservation area. A front veranda play area is not consistent with the character of the local area and would detrimentally impact on the public domain and the amenity of the neighbouring buildings. As per the previous speaker, I would also suggest that the noise would be greater with children playing on the front veranda than was considered under the survey of noise that was undertaken without the veranda included. We request that the front veranda not be permitted as outdoor space. Also, we are not convinced that even if the front veranda is included, that the site is adequate for 84 children. The calculation in the application works out to be exactly the minimum of 7 square metres unencumbered outdoor space per child, with no tolerance and no room for error. The calculation would seem to include most or all space up to the building edge and the site boundaries. The 2017 Childcare Guidelines on Landscaping states the importance of integration with the streetscape and contextual amenity, and that planting should be provided along the boundaries. This is particularly the case in a heritage conservation area and at a site that backs onto a heritage listed property. The guidelines outdoor space requirements states that unencumbered space must not include areas of dense hedges, screenings or plantings along boundaries, nor pathways, storage areas or other space not suitable for children. We request that the calculation of outdoor space per child be clarified and checked. The landscape plan clearly shows a path around the exterior of the building, large plants, feature garden elements, dense plantings along the boundary fences. Whilst the definition of unencumbered is somewhat subjective, we do not think it should include heavily landscaped areas which are necessary but not suitable or available for play. We also continue, like the previous speakers, to have serious concerns about the proposed on-site parking and thank you. We also continue to have serious concerns, like the other speakers, about the proposed on-site parking and manoeuvring arrangements, particularly the turning bay, which is minimal and cannot accommodate a smooth forward turn. We consider the traffic plan to be inadequate and dangerous in a place of small children. We believe that parents will find they need or prefer to use narrow and busy Broughton Street for drop-offs. An additional 6 children will exacerbate the problem. We request that the front veranda be deleted from the outdoor space calculation and that the increase in the number of childcare spaces be denied.
Questions from the panel?
No, thank you.
No? Mr. Christmas?
Yes. Can you just explain by reference to the site plan what you say is the unencumbered area, or are you able to point to the site plan and indicate what your concern is about the areas that haven't been included?
Well, we only get the maps, and on what we see, the area of unencumbered space was coloured green on the site plan, and it wasn't clear where the fences were. It was clear that it included right up to the building edge.
So do you have a copy of that plan with you? No.
Not with me, sorry, no.
All right, well, I think what the plan you're referring to, as the chair has just pointed out to me, is plan DA 208. But I can understand the area is marked on the plan. I'll certainly have a look at what your issue is about that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
No other questions from the chair? Okay. Helen Cowell.
Like my husband Charles, the first speaker here this afternoon, I live at 9 Park Street, Camden. We share a rear boundary with 18 to 20 Broughton Street, the property we are discussing today. You see, I love children. I have some of my own and grandchildren old enough to make me a great-grandmother. I believe it is imperative every child receives the very best care and attention we can give them. The applicant for this development has permission to care for 78 children today, hoping you will raise this number to 84. I believe this is an outrageous request which will benefit not one child, just the developer. I have studied the plans supplied to us, and yes, if you include door entryways plus the eastern side of the building, impassable because of water tanks and toy storage, the required 7 square metre area requirement for each child may scrape in. As I look at the plans, almost everything is bare minimum. The play area, the kitchen space, office, as well as other areas. 10 days ago, Camden Council held an event picnic in the park, in MacArthur Park, opposite our home. Although a cold, windy day, family groups attended in droves. I went and spoke to many people. Young children, many coming from new suburbs with very little open space, had a ball. They ran up the hill, then rolled down it. Their energy was boundless. Grandparents played football with 2-year-olds. The screams of excitement was extraordinary. Why am I telling you this? Children need safe places where they can run, jump, skip, play games without too many restrictions. Will this be available to children attending the proposed childcare centre we're talking about today? You may not be aware that in some inner city schools, running has been banned. One school did this after a collision of 2 children in their inadequate playground resulted in a student losing 2 front teeth. There are other city schools which have banned playing with balls. We have been told many of our children are overweight. You may remember the New South Wales State Government had plans to introduce a healthy life subject into primary schools. Students were to be weighed. There was an outcry about this and the policy dropped. Other speakers have outlined problems with parking and manoeuvring arrangements, which already look very dangerous to me. Add six extra children being transported on site, this will only make the situation worse. My request to you panel members today is to deny the increase in childcare places requested by the applicant.
Thank you. Any questions from the panel? No, thank you. Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Cowell. Fletcher Joss.
Before we start, do I have to tell you of dealings I've had with one of the panel members or not? They're not financial per se, but I've been in the community for 30 years. I just wanted to... No, that's fine.
Unless it's a contribution over the amount of $1,000.
No, it's not a political contribution. Okay, I just wanted to be clear. That's fine. There's no problems. Just okay. Now I'd like to start. The application is unpopular. From what I've read, there are 40 written applications, which I suspect is unprecedented in Camden for something as trivial as six new childcare places. And I think that number is astonishing when you consider that 96% of people who are dissatisfied don't complain. So I make that point. That suggests there's something in the public interest which makes this development special. And somehow or other, it doesn't meet the expectations of the community. Perhaps something off-key about the whole project. It's very hard to say what that is, but it does seem to have galvanised the community. To help you understand, maybe if I put it in personal terms, I can give you a perspective. At one time, I had twins and three other children under the age of five. We could not use this facility. The access paths from the street and the car park and the entrance would be impossible to navigate, especially with twin stroller and a group of toddlers. They're just too narrow, and there's no accessible pram parking in the parking area. At another time, I was friends with a local police chaplain, and he told me of a time when he helped the family of a child that was killed in a preschool car park, and also the family of the driver. And that memory has stayed with me for 20 years. All it would take is a brief lapse of attention and a child to wander a short distance off the path under the back wheels of a reversing four-wheel drive. The car park does contain the cars. It's got its little things to stop the cars going out, but it doesn't contain the children. There's nothing to stop them from walking off that path and a short distance into the car park. Now, the childcare planning guidelines does require fences, especially around the entrance and things of that nature. They're just not in this place. And from that experience, I would suggest something needs to be done about that. The other thing is the crowding. The applicant is claiming every available square metre. And I'll just pick on the outdoor space as an example. I don't dispute the figures, and I have used actually software to compute the area. And I picked on something called outdoor play area too. The values in the plans are accurate. I can't dispute that. However, the definition of unencumbered space is subjective, and the examples in all the guidelines published by the government give a 10% tolerance. Yesterday, I spoke to the New South Wales Early Childhood Education Directorate, and they said it was unlikely they would allow a claim for 100% of an area. In other words, they won't give this place a license to operate. Unlikely. They may, who knows, but that was unlikely. There's also the matter of the veranda. An elevated veranda would seem to be very rare. All the guidelines show ground level structures with direct access. It's not clear the elevated structure meets the 1/3 open perimeter rule, the height rule, the wall height rule, all set out in the design guidance of the childcare planning guideline. When I spoke to the New South Wales Early Childhood Education Directorate, they said they would need to inspect that structure before they would approve it. The point is the detail is very intricate and closely related to educational outcomes. Educational outcomes are not the expertise of the council office or I suggest that this panel. Simple rejection of the applicant is really not sufficient. I suggest there is some doubt the centre will be allowed to operate with even 78 places. Due to the uncertainty relating to the calculations of the unencumbered indoor, outdoor space, access and car parking issues, I suggest the panel make the concurrence, the Secretary of Education, a consent condition. I understand the approval of the New South Wales Early Childhood Education Directorate will be required to operate the centre in any case. I think that placing the detail in the consent conditions would be better. It will give confidence to the community the proposal meets, I've got 2 seconds, educational objectives and more explicit guidance to future owners and operators. And if you want, I have a copy of a government guideline, which is advice to consent authorities, which has that sort of information in it. Thank you for listening to me.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Joss. Any questions from the panel?
Mr. Joss, sir, I asked Ms. Davis the same question. I'm interested in this issue about an unencumbered area. I have encountered it on other applications. Your proposition is, coming back to this plan, DA...
It's on page 8.
DA 208.
Yeah, page 8.
That grey area at the rear of the... I'll call it the rear of the site.
I can't recall its colour, but yeah. There's an area called Play Area 2 or something like that.
Yeah. And that's that. You're saying that the applicant is counting the whole of that area, and you say at a practical level that should
yes,
be the case.
Yes, I took the plan, I dropped it into a piece of software which computed the area. I just took the area which was shaded, and it comes more or less exactly to what the applicant has said. And then hence he's claiming the whole area. Now, the directorate would said that would be unlikely to be approved.
I've got your point, thank you.
Okay.
Other questions from the panel?
No, thank you.
Okay, we're happy to take that document if you want to leave it with us.
I'll leave it on the table for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Now that concludes the speakers against. Mr. Vanagas, for the application, representative of the applicant.
Thank you, Chairperson and fellow panellists. First of all, I'd like to disclose that there has not been any political donations from myself or my client, who is the owner of the site. We'll go on to the whole reason why we're here in the first place. So there was a deferred commencement approval back in April, made the setback area to be deleted. So I'll read the actual clause, which said the play area in front of the setback must. In the front setback area must be deleted. This does not include the existing front porch area. Amended plans are to be submitted to council satisfaction reflecting this change, including commensurate reduction in number of childcare spaces. So the reason we're here is, I guess, it was an unprecedented situation where the deferred commencement condition did not allow the applicant to amend the plans at the same time. And we did speak to council about this, and they did agree that it was an unprecedented situation, and that's why we've submitted the section 4.55 amendment. In response to some of the against arguments, so we do meet all of the numerical controls from the DCP, as well as the national regulations, childcare regulations. Parking has been reduced in total, so we actually believe that it's, if anything, it'd be safer than what has been approved. We also, overall, the bulk and scale has been reduced. We have deleted some of the items which were sort of detrimental or going against conservation area on the front facade. So we are going to be keeping the front setback area as per the original curtilage of the building. There was some arguments about the streetscape, so that and the porch not being used, recommending not to be used as play area or as such, an encumbered outdoor space. Now, that area on the porch is servicing the adjacent rooms, which are 0 to 1 year olds and 1 to 2 year olds. So we don't expect, or it's not expected, that there would be much heavy, bulky equipment on there. It'll maybe just be used by the carers to carry the children out onto the porch and give them some sunlight and have a view of the landscape and that's existing. We do make note of the comments made about landscaping. Now, first and foremost, the landscaping, the unencumbered licensed areas have been referred, we believe they have been referred to the Department of Education by Council, and they have not raised any issue. In terms of its practicability, the children can use the outdoor space and garden areas. They actively learn through doing this, as they would in any other public domain, as mentioned by Glenda Davies, Helen Cow. As any other situation where a child is outdoors, they learn by the environment, and we expect there to be that situation, and landscape design has been designed in with that to effect, and we believe that the existing approval, which also met numerical controls, we're just having that opportunity to adjust the plans in accordance, and we meet all of the numerical controls. Thank you.
Just before you leave, Mr. Venegas, questions from the panel?
I know you touched on this about this unencumbered area, but I am interested about what is asserted. Now, you mentioned that you thought that the council had referred it to the department, is that right?
We believe that is the process that council would go through, that in the past, other childcare centres which we have submitted to council, that has been the process. I'm assuming that has been the process in this case as well, because we did have some very brief conversations with council about that, and they did mention that there were some comments coming back from council, and this was from Department of Education, and that was very early on in the application, and possibly even the pre-DA was mentioned. So we assume that conversation continued on throughout.
Okay, so your position is that you understand that the application complies with the unencumbered area?
We know that it complies with the unencumbered area in accordance with the national regulations, clause 107 and 108, and there is no specific, control to say how it should be regulated in terms of where the boundaries should be taken. Just for note, ours were taken from inside the fence, so physical barriers. But as I said, you have landscaping, soft landscaping, hard landscaping to mimic the natural surrounds that a child would eventually be in, and that's the important part about landscape design. We can't just accept that it's an open area with no natural features. It's something that children will encounter in during their upbringing, and it's something that they need to experience early on. And these centres, they want these things to happen.
Any other questions from the panel?
I've
just got. Can I just follow that line of questioning about the unencumbered space?
Sure.
You said you know that it complies with the childcare guidelines.
Yep.
Is that because you've made inquiries of the licensing authority, or you've made an assessment yourself under the guidelines?
So based on the guidelines and the national regulations, I'm making that call on myself that we meet the numerical controls.
Would you or your client have an objection to there being a condition placed on this consent that a licence be obtained prior to occupation of the building?
I would have to go and get advice from my client at a separate time and possibly come back to you on that one.
Of course, that wouldn't really... that only restates the existing state of the law anyway. as I understand it, you would require, your client would require a license anyway to before they started operating, but
I believe that is the case.
Can I just ask you to have a look at DA208? That's the plan that shows the licensing plan with the unencumbered space shown on it.
Yes, I'm looking at that.
There was an objection. One of the submitters raised the point of that some of the indoor space that's shown as unencumbered on this plan includes the entry to the stairs, if I heard correctly.
Mm-hmm.
When I see some of the grey area for the toddlers 2 to 3, the grey coloured area does seem to go into the stair area. Is that just a...
So, again, there is no hard set control. We have been advised by council to remove the stairs from the calculations. In actual fact, it's probably more likely that the stairs would be used by the educators to sit down and maybe read to them, to the children. But yes, we have excluded the actual riser and the treads, physical risers and treads from this plan.
From the calculation?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay, I've got no other questions. No other questions arising from any of that? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Venegas.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that concludes my list of speakers for item one. Item two on the agenda. I have no one on my list to speak on item two, but item two is the construction of a children's playground and two golf practice nets at 50 Lodges Road, Narellan. The council officer's recommendation is for approval. It's come to the panel because the Council of Camden is the owner of the land. Is there anyone here wishes to address us on that item? No? Okay, well, I might now close the public part of this meeting. As I said earlier, we'll adjourn in private to discuss our minutes and our decision. And the minutes and the decision will be published on the council's website within 48 hours, and the notices of determination will be issued by council officers in due course. Thank you very much.